Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the bim 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 the Adon Show. Bim 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 the Adon Show. Bim 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 the Adon Show. So today we're going to be talking about different accents and different stories of the places that I've been to. And the first story we're going to talk about is when I went to Royal Ascot for the first time in Windsor. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful, marvelous, a beautiful, marvelous day in Windsor. And we go. We are at this beautiful, lovely horse track. So we see the tents across on the field, on the bottom of the tracks, and we cross. And we go through, and then we're walking, and it's such a beautiful, marvelous, glorious sunny day. So we walk up to the little tent where our friends are, and we arrive, and they have champagne, they have Dom Perignon, and shrimp, and they have cold cuts and lots of fromage. It is delicious. And then the horse race starts. We all start betting our money on the horses. I betted on O'Murphy, and he was coming up. And then, the horse starts running. They start running, and they start going and going and going and going. And fast and fast and fast and fast and fast and faster. And they're running, and they're running, and they're running. And suddenly, oh no! O'Murphy got second place, and he lost. I lost my money. Lots of British pounds. Terrible. Oh well. But I like to talk to you about the time that I went to Bulgaria. Bulgaria was a interesting place. I am in Sofia. I am at a dinner where there are people dancing and singing, and there's a wedding. They're having a lot of good times. I go down and suddenly I see these people. This very, very strong man, at least 100 kilos, very muscular, with his wife, getting coal, very, very hot coal, and they're sweeping it against this round little area that you step into. And I said, well, this is interesting. So I walk over to see what's going on. And then the people start gathering around, and he starts clapping. He's like, this is an older couple, so they start speaking Russian. In Bulgaria, they speak Russian if they're older. So they say, Привет! Здравствуйте! Как дела? Меня зовут Влад. And this is Вероника. Как поживаешь? Доброе утро! Спокойной ночи? Not yet, because we're going to give you a little bit of a show. So he starts going, and then I am listening to this man, and he starts clapping his hands, and he goes and he starts singing. He's like, Хорошая вадина, очень приятно, хорошая вадина, очень приятно, как поживаешь, как дела, как дела, как поживаешь, как дела, как дела. And then suddenly, I notice that they're sweeping over the coal, which is burning coal, and he's looking at the coal, and they're walking around, giving everybody to clap, and suddenly, they go behind and they get into this deep state of concentration. They close their eyes and start praying. And they start going, and they're getting into this deep state of meditation. I'm like, oh my God, something crazy is about to happen. And he opens his eyes. He looks around at everybody. I'm like, is he gonna jump in the coal? He's gonna jump in the burning coal. He's gonna burn his feet. If he jumps into the coal, he's gonna burn his feet. This is impossible. So suddenly he looks at Veronica, and Veronica looks like Vlad, and they hold hands, and they jump in, and they go, Как поживаешь, хорошо, вадиня? Как поживаешь, хорошо, вадиня? So they walked on the fire, and I was totally impressed. First time ever see the firework. Hopefully the second time I see the firework, it will be with Tony Robbins, because he's a big fan. I'm a big fan of his. Now we're going to go to Italy. So I go to this Plaza di Duomo in Firenze. It is very beautiful. And I'm walking around, and suddenly I have this urgent necessity to go to the bathroom. I had to go pee, not number two, number one, just to clarify. So I say, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm going to pee-pee myself because I went to the Boboli Gardens and I drank so much acqua that I was peeing myself. I had to go and I was walking and there were so many tourists that I couldn't find a place. I walked into Gucci and they didn't let me go to the bathroom. I walked into the gelateria, they didn't let me go to the bathroom. I walked into the pizzeria, they didn't let me go to the bathroom. So I'm running around and I'm about to pee myself and then I run into this museum, the only museum, l'Accademia of Michelangelo. So I run into the museum and they say, c'è biglietto, signore, per favore, c'è biglietto. I'm like, sì. Va bene, and then I got run by this woman. The woman screams at me, it's like, alto, alto, subito, subito. And then she calls this other guy. She calls the other guy, and the other security guard tries to tackle me, and I move out of the way. And then suddenly I get to the bathroom, and I got to pee, I got to pee. And then I look, I'm like, where is the urinal? Where is the urinal? Oh my God, I'm gonna pee myself. And then I noticed there was no urinal. I was in the women's bathroom. Then they kicked me out, they threw me on the street, and I almost pee-pee my pants. Luckily, I found another gelateria to go pee-pee. Luckily, I found another gelateria to go pee-pee. Finally, I got the gelateria to go pee-pee and I went. I said, dove li bagno, signore, per favore? Grazie mille per il vostro aiuto e supporto, signore. Dio te benedica, grazie mille. Ciao, buonasera. Prego, 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 grazie. So, where else did I go? I went to France. So I go to France and I go over to this wonderful club called the Roxy. I go in, I am enchanted with the beautiful, marvelous, sensual lighting. It was red curtains, it was lighting with the candles, and they were singing all the R&B and the American music. And the second they put on Bruno Mars, you know how I get when they put on Bruno Mars. I must get up and I start dancing. So I start dancing and everybody is looking at me. Obviously, I don't care because I'm an extrovert. Yeah. Anyways, oui. Et c'est bon, c'est bon, c'est bon, c'est super, c'est incroyable, formidable. So, anyways, I eat my escargot, we eat a little bit of fromage, I have a little bit of my croissant, and then I have a crepe with a little bit of Nutella for dessert. And then they put more earth, wind, and fire. The second they put earth, wind, and fire, I started moving and I couldn't handle it and I started shaking. And suddenly I see this girl look at me from across this room and she pierced her eyes and her gaze on me. And I said, oh, this woman wants me. La femme est belle. La femme wants me. Je t'aime, ma chérie, amour. So I go up to her and I say, hello, bonjour. Salut, ça va? Je m'appelle Adam. Comment allez-vous? And she says, hello, my name is Elise. I'm like, Elise, oh, le nom est belle. Yes, come in, I'm doing my podcast. Oui. Hola. Viene tú, Jorge. Estoy grabando un podcast. Está bien. Aquí estamos. So, anyways, I went up to this girl and I went up to her. And I said, yo, you're so beautiful, la femme est belle, oh, incroyable, oh. And I say, oh, voulez-vous danser pour moi? And she says, yes, I would love to dance with you. So I get her and I start dancing, and there's this staircase at the Roxy that goes down from both sides. So we start dancing all sensually, so erotique, sensualité, magique. Super! And she started dancing with me. And then suddenly I see a man that looks at me and from across the room and I said, what are you doing looking at me like that? And he says, he points at me and he says, I am going to get you. So he comes up to me and he grabs me by the arm and he throws me on the table. And I say, no, 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 no. I didn't know she was your girlfriend. I am so sorry. Je suis désolé. Je suis désolé. And then he takes me and takes me to the outside of the bar and he starts hitting me and hitting me and hitting me. And suddenly one of the security guards takes me and says, hey, what are you doing? A Don from Mexican dynasties. Get away. And he beats him up and I get saved. It was wonderful. C'est super. Thank you, God. And that's why I love the security guards, the bouncers at the Roxy. So then I went to Germany. I went to Oktoberfest and it was very beautiful. First I visited Düsseldorf, then I went to Frankfurt and then I went to München. I went to a castle in Bavaria, but by far my favorite place was Frankfurt. So I'm in Frankfurt and I go to the bar and I order a Hefeweizen beer. I go down to the table. Obviously, I'm wearing my Lederhosen and I have a little bit of Wiener Schnitzel, which is my favorite dish, by the way. It's very delicious. So I say, so the waiter comes up and I says, ah, hallo, wie geht es dir? Was hast du gemacht? And he's like, ah, mir geht es gut. And I said, couldn't Sie mir sagen, hier ankommen, ich brauche die Toilette. He says, yes, of course, it's the toilet is at recht. And then, just recht, and you'll find it to the recht. I'm like, okay, danke schön, tschüss. So I go to the bathroom, and when I arrive to the bathroom, I overhear some people speaking about very dodgy, shady things in the stall. I say, what is going on? Could this possibly be... Well, I don't know what's going on. I just hear these serious voices and they're talking on the phone and they're arguing. And then I say, something bad is about to happen. What is about to happen? So I go outside and then suddenly I see two guys with sunglasses and the black trench coats walk by with a briefcase. And he said, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be safe. What's about to happen? So then suddenly a girl walks in and she says, everybody run out. There's going to be a terrible disaster here. Everybody run out. So I run outside and everybody outside is going crazy. They're running around. They're breaking the windows of the cars. They're rioting and they're running away because there was a stampede of horses. The horses from the farm had escaped the farm and they were running like a stampede all over the streets and they were breaking cars and breaking everything. And I don't know what was the connection between the people with the black glasses and the trench coats and the horses, but I think that they were the ones that let the horses out so that they can steal the horses from the farmers and use the horses to sell them to people at Royal Ascot in London. Anyways, we also went to Jamaica, man. So when I was in Jamaica, I had a wonderful time, man. We were having a good time. We were in a club. We were listening to reggae music. It's one of the best times of my life. One of my biggest inspirations is Bob Marley, man. So I'm listening to Bob Marley. I'm all chill, man. I'm having a good time. I'm relaxing in my sofa at my bar. And then everybody starts making a commotion. And it seems like two guys are fighting, man. They started fighting. And I'm like, no. Are they fighting over a girl? Like the same thing that happened. And it's like, no, man, they are fighting over a puppy. Yeah, they were fighting over a puppy, man, because this dog was the most expensive dog in all of Jamaica. This dog was a pure breed Papillon French dog, man. So it so goes that the man walked in with the dog man, and then the girlfriend came in and said, "We're breaking up. I want the dog to be mine, man." And he says, "No, I'm keeping the papillon." So they started arguing, man. And then the girl started fighting with the other girl that he was cheating on her with. So they started fighting, and then they get the papillon, and suddenly the papillon flies into the sky, and I grabbed the papillon and I saved it before it fell on the floor. And it was crazy, man, because I saved the papillon. And then I go up to the fight and I say, "The girls are just running and just staring each other's heads off." And I go to the girl, I split them up, and I go to the girl, man, and I say, "Hey, my love, I'm sorry, man. I apologize. You're right. I didn't mean to do that. I had nothing to do with it, man. But I did it anyway just to calm her down." I said, "I understand why you're upset. I am so impressed that you're handling this so well." So she laughs and she calms down. I literally have a scratch in my hands, man. I got a scratch on my hands from her scratching me. But luckily the fight split up and everybody went home happy. Except for the girlfriend that left without her papillon.
So when we go to China, it is very, very important to give your business card with both hands. In the United States of America, or in any other Western part of the world, you give your hand with your card with one hand. But in China, you have to have the first side in English and the second side in Chinese. My name, when we go to China, the very, very the interesting thing about China is that our calligraphy is a lot like symbols that looks like a house. If it is a house, it kind of looks like a house on calligraphy, which is very interesting. So what I want to tell you is that when you come to China, you are going to have a good time. So this is my story of when I was in China. I arrive in China and I'm at the biggest hotel called Mission Hills, which is a place where they play lots of golf. So I decided to go into the golf course on a bike and have a good time. So I go on the bike and I run around and I'm having a great time. And then suddenly my bike, I'm going down the hill. I'm like, "Woo-wee! Woo-wee!" I'm like, "Woo-hoo!" And then I find some golfers and I'm like, "Hey, ni hao ma, wo hong hao, wo jiao ya da, wo hang gao xin dui shi ni." And then they had a little iPhone and they were live. And I say, "Oh, chong wo hao, wan shang hao, zao shang hao, wherever you are in the world," because they had their Chinese friends on the phone from another part of the globe. So anyways, I go on the bike and I start going down the hills, and suddenly my pedal breaks and all the chain just disconnects and I'm going crazy down this hill and I am so scared for my life. So I brake immediately and then I get off the bike and I start to fix the chain of the bike and I get my hands so greasy because I am a rich boy and my parents have never ever made me go through anything difficult like that before. So I get the chain fixed, and before I get into the bike, I make sure that the chain is perfectly fine. So when I go back, I realize that I made a wrong turn. So I say, I look at the fork in the road and I said, "Do I go left or do I go right?" And I said, "Oh no, Schweiger, you did a very, very bad mistake. Because I went to the right and then I got lost for about 3 hours. So I'm running and I'm lost and I've been sweating and I'm on my leather jacket, and it was brand new leather jacket, and I'm so lost and I don't know what to do because I'm running everywhere and I'm biking and sweating, and suddenly I go to this place and it says hotel to the left, and I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna miss the flight back to Shenzhen." So I'm running and I'm going, and then I see this man. I'm like, "Ni hao, ni hao ma, wo hang gao shen wei shen ni, wo jiao Hotel, Mission Hills." And he says, yeah, that way. So I go, I'm biking, I'm gonna be late. I have 5 more minutes to make it to the hotel. And then I go up, and while I'm going up the hill, my chain breaks again. I'm like, "No, my bus is leaving." So I run, and I put the freaking bike on my back, and I'm running up the hill, and then I'm going, and suddenly I arrive at the top of the hill, and I arrive, and my suitcases are there. I clean my hands, and suddenly I get on the bus, and I make it 1 second late before I get on the bus, and then one running to the bus, and the bus leaves me, and then it leaves me. I'm like, oh my god, I thought I was on the bus, and then I run to the bus, and I go, ah, no, no, shmai gosh, stop. So I bang on the side of the bus, they go, and they open the bus, and I walk in, and everybody is looking at me like I am some sort of crazy idiot, which I kind of felt like it, but I made it. Mm-hmm. And that is my story, everybody. And that is my story. Those are my stories in my accents. I hope you guys enjoyed my stories. All of my stories were completely improvised on the spot right now. improv, everybody. I love you all. Thank you for tuning into the Adon Show. As they say, I love my Adonatics. We're at 27K. I'm very, very grateful and very, very happy to be doing my podcast for all of you guys. God bless you. Take care and stay classy. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Adon Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Oh, and how can I forget my Portuguese story? So I go to Brazil, and I am at the beach in Ipanema. And I go up to these people, and I say, excuse me, can you take a picture of us, please? And I say, obrigado, minha rainha, such a beautiful girl, a menina muito gostosa. So she takes a picture of me, and I say, cheese. She goes, un, dois, três, cheese. And then suddenly she takes my phone and she goes running away. I'm like, ah, meu Deus, meu céu. I say, oh, panda, por favor, preciso de uma câmera de telefone. It was an iPhone. It was a brand new iPhone. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why would you steal my phone? So I go running and running after this person. And then I grab them and they fall on the floor. And then she passes the phone to her boyfriend. And the boyfriend goes running. And then I go running. And it's crazy. It was so crazy. I was so sad. And I was scared because he had a knife. And he pulled out a knife on me. And then I used my kung fu because I knew Brazilian jiu-jitsu. My girlfriend is a professional samba dancer. And I do professional jiu-jitsu. But anyways, so he starts getting me with a knife and he stabs, and then I move to the side and then I do jiu-jitsu and I get him into a lock and I put him on the floor, grab the knife, grab my phone, and I go away. I say, obrigado, meu amigo. I call my mother. I said, they almost stole my phone. Eu te adoro, la minha mãe, minha rainha, beleza do sol tropical de Ipanema. Obrigado, tchauzinho, beijinho. And that was it, guys. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in to the Adon Show. And I will see you next on the next podcast. Love you all. Peace.